May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Miraculous healings, vows of voluntary poverty, writing great theological works, vivid visions of God, martyrdom. These are some of the acts that characterize the saints we remember today on All Saints Sunday. Raising children in the faith, serving as assistant treasurer or assisting minister, showing love for their spouse, attending Bible study, sending a note or card to someone who is grieving. These are also some of the acts that characterize the saints we remember today. Because in our tradition, saints are not only those who perform miracles or see great visions of God. Saints are all of us, each one of us, baptized into the body of Christ. Some of the saints we remember today are our spouses, our sisters or brothers, longtime friends and fellow churchgoers. This All Saints Sunday is especially poignant for me personally because one of the saints we'll remember today is my beloved Aunt Chris, whom I was performing the funeral for just a week ago today. We all have someone or some ones who we still miss and mourn, whether it's been a week, a year, or more than a decade. And if, like me, you are someone whose heart feels a little heavier this morning, someone who might still weep or mourn, well, you are blessed. It sounds a little strange, but I did not make that up. It's actually in the gospel reading. Jesus said those words to us today. Blessed are those who weep, or in other words, blessed are those who are sad, who are mourning, who are grieving. And in fact, Jesus tells us that other unlikely people today are blessed too. Blessed are the poor, blessed are the hungry, blessed are the hated. Blessed are people who are suffering, who don't have what they need to get by. Blessed are those who don't have a friend or who've been persecuted for what they believe in. How could Jesus call those people blessed? And on top of that, Jesus gives some woes out to some folks who seem pretty well off, doesn't he? Woe to those who are rich. Woe to those who are full of good food. Woe to those who are laughing. Woe to those who are spoken well of. Woe is a sign of doom and gloom, right? Woe is a sign of bad things to come, right? People who are rich or who are full or who are laughing, they seem more likely to post a photo of their success on Instagram with hashtag blessed, right? Not hashtag woe is me. And when we're at a loved one's funeral, or when someone truly goes hungry, or when someone is hated for their faith, we aren't likely to share a photo of that with hashtag blessed, are we? What is Jesus getting at here? As he often does, Jesus is taking our expectations and turning them upside down. When Jesus says that these people are blessed, he isn't necessarily saying that something good has happened to them. Being blessed is deeper than that. The word blessed in Greek, makarios, it's a difficult word to translate into English. Sometimes we see this passage translated as happy, right? Happy are those. But it's not happy as in just an emotion. It's happy as something more lasting, more profound. Happiness as a constant state of inner being, contentment. Happiness as a way of life. Jesus identifies those who are in seemingly terrible or unhappy life circumstances as the ones who are actually, truly, deeply, somehow happy. It's as if only those who are totally emptied out can recognize their need for God. It's as if only those who have hit rock bottom can recognize there with them the presence of God. When we are well off, rich, full, we're tempted to rely on our own selves, on our own fallible and unlasting strength, rather than on the unfailing and everlasting love of God. When we are laughing and joyful, or when we're applauded by our peers, we're less likely to turn to God than when we are in need. Just think of our prayers. How often do we pray to ask for something rather than to say thanks? But when we are emptied of our earthly possessions, when we are in need, when we know difficult days, it's then when we're blessed, because it's precisely in those dark and difficult places where God promises to always show up for us. Jesus is saying that those poor folks, Jesus is saying that we receive a blessing now in the midst of our grief or our pain. Blessed are those who weep not only when their weeping ceases, but blessed are those who are still weeping today. The saints we remember today, our loved ones, and the saints of old, the saints we remember today were not blessed because they had perfect lives, or never knew hunger, or persecution, or sadness, or because they never screwed up. No, we know those saints, right? They had their own vices. They knew deep conflict and inner turmoil. Some of the people we will remember today struggled with illness or with poverty throughout their lives. Some had wept and mourned for their own loved ones for many years. The saints we remember today were not blessed because they had perfect lives. The saints we remember today were blessed because Jesus chose to bless them. Even in the midst of their most difficult days, Jesus chose to bless them. Even when their wealth or possessions or acclaim tempted them to wander away from the love of God, Jesus blessed them. Even when they were themselves weeping for someone they missed, Jesus blessed them. And that's good news for little Elizabeth, who will join all the saints in the waters of baptism today. Now, Elizabeth is small enough that I hope at least she's barely begun to recognize the difficulties that she will face in life. But those of us who are a few years older, we know something about life, don't we? We know that pain all too well. We know what it is to stumble and fall. We know what it is to mourn. We know what it is to be lacking. In these waters today, Elizabeth will receive the grace of a God who will never leave her through all of that and so much more. When she is in need or afraid or weeping or hated, or when she screws up, through it all, she will always be able to point back to this day, November 3rd, 2019, when in these waters of baptism, she was promised that God will never leave her or forsake her. That through it all, she has the unconditional love of God. And through it all, Elizabeth also has the love of an entire company of saints. Because that's our role here with her today. We will, as the gathered congregation, profess our words of support for Elizabeth and for her family. That's why we don't baptize people in private, or just with their families there, because we want Elizabeth to know that she is surrounded by an entire company of saints today, saints gathered here today, and saints that have gone before her in faith. And that's good news for her parents and her family and her baptismal sponsors too, because they are about to make some pretty big promises. Listen to this. Listen to this list of things we ask people to promise at the waters of baptism. To live with her among God's faithful people, to bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, to teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, to place in her hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture her in faith and prayer. That's a big list of responsibilities. That's a lot that we are asking of Elizabeth's parents and sponsors and family today. And not just that, they're doing this so that Elizabeth may learn to trust God, may proclaim Christ through her words and her deeds, may care for others in the world God made, and may work for justice and peace. Oh, little one, there's a lot riding on these waters today, isn't there? Jesus asks a lot of us in these baptismal waters. We heard that at the end of the gospel reading today. Love your enemies. What Jesus asks of us is not easy. But the promises that God makes to Elizabeth and to us in these waters are far greater. And they are never conditional on what we do. The promises that God makes are lasting. And all that we do is just in response to that goodness God has given us. And all that we do is never done alone. That's why it's good news for Elizabeth and her parents and her family and her sponsors that we are all here today. And that's why it's good news for each of us too. Because when we are blessed and when we are woeful, when we are laughing and when we are mourning, we are never in it alone. We are accompanied by the love of God and by the communion of all the saints. Thanks be to God. Amen.